Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hey, I'm back from surgery.
And I'm here, just normal as always.
Are you trying to be me?
No.
Well, you know
no,
what?
No, I'm not.
Fuck.
Well, I don't sound like that anymore, dude. Patrick.
Hey guys, I'm back from my nose surgery. They pulled the tubes out of my nose, and I got a lot of recovering. It's all swollen and shit. But hey, my voice is back to normal. Kind of sound. I feel like it's in my head. It sounds a little bit different. It sounds like like that. I don't know if that even makes sense.
It's hard to tell in the podcast room because, like, if your voice sounds crisper, because it always just sounds more crisp because
yeah.
of the sound foam and stuff. But I feel like it does sound a bit different, even if it is just, like, healing or whatever.
I have more airflow. But we forgot to introduce our guest. Please introduce yourself.
Michael Jackson.
Thanks, Michael. What's up, guys? Episode 236.
I'm back sleeping on a sleeping bag on the floor.
None of that.
I gave
that.
Him the
None
bed.
None of that, Michael.
Because he has a brother named Star.
We'll get into that.
We'll get into that, Michael. In Chill. Took a little time off because my nose was all, fucked and goofy, but, well, it still is. It's still, you know.
Now it's wonderful. Not, well, in terms of airflow.
Yeah. Yeah. I can, listen to this. Ready? Remember when I showed on the podcast me breathing through one side of my nose and it was all, like, fucked?
Yeah.
Listen, here's both sides at the same time.
That's a big old whiff. Might have to change the sound effect later on in the end screen to have a more healthy sniff.
Yeah, like a instead of a. It feels great though, man. It was a. It hurt. One thing I wanted to say, kind of a funny story, I guess. Well, after I got out of the surgery and I was in the recovery room, I just woken up from the anesthesia, and. The nurse comes in and she's, you know, helping me, you know, sitting me up and stuff and helping me. And I'm regaining consciousness a little bit. And then she's like, okay, I'll leave to let you get changed back into your clothes. So I get off and I start, you know, I take off my robe or my gown, my king's robe they put me in. It was Gucci. And then I take it off and I'm in my underwear and she comes back in real quick. And she's like, "Hey, sorry." And I was like, "No, it's fine. You can say what you need to say real quick." And I was in my underwear, so it was a little awkward. But I was sitting on the table, and like, you know, I'm like, "Okay, I'm in my boxers, but like, it's all good." And she talked for 20 seconds, then left. And I looked down and realized that the head of my penis was out of my boxers the entire time. So,
you just sexually harassed someone.
Yeah, because when she came in to talk, and I was like, no, it's okay. Because, like, she was like, and I was like, no.
She probably obviously saw the head of your penis.
I'm really hoping. Well, my underwear was black, so I think that kind of.
And she was like,
it wasn't the full head. It was like,
No, say what you need to say.
Yeah. Well, I was like, what if she thinks. Doctor, I was.
I can promise you she's not listening to the podcast, so.
Yeah. I just hit myself in the nose. It's very. They did. All this is new cartilage at the bottom, you know? Got a brand new cartilage.
They said the worst thing that you could do would be to be punched in the face.
Yeah.
Which I would not ever.
I would never hurt a child.
Yeah, no. People just don't. As long as you don't deck me square in the face, we're good.
Yeah.
If I got hit with a ball, or he said if something falls from the cupboard, okay. Worst thing that could happen. Because you would break all this brand new cartilage. But when they pulled the tubes out, the procedure I got done today was fantastic. I go in, he's like, Matthew, how are you feeling? He speaks really fast. Yeah. I was like, good, good. And he sprays lidocaine up my nose, like, kss, kss, like liquid, and it goes all the way back to down my throat. And I was like, ugh, ugh. And then he gets some pliers, pulls the fucking huge tubes out of my nose.
There's like a bunch of like snot so and coagulated much, blood.
It was so satisfying though. It kind of hurt, but it was so good. And then he put a vacuum up my nose. It was like, kss, kss, sucked everything out. And he licked the tip of it when he was done.
I don't think he's, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Did something accident?
No, I was hearing like a tapping sound out of my left ear.
Is it just the washer?
No, it was like a little like, and I was seeing if it was the mixer.
It could be like a giant.
No, actually it's
bug.
In my ear, I just realized. It's like
you have to get the surgery in your ear now?
It's in my ear, yeah. Oh, it's in my, I think it's just because of the mucus and stuff, you know, all connected, ENT, ear, nose, throat. And when I'm talking, I'm feeling a crackle, so it's, and I just started getting pollen allergies. It's that time of year. So
hey, but now you have a beautiful new nose to
now
discover
I can inhale
those allergies
more.
With.
Yeah, I can react even harder to pollen.
Exactly.
See, before this was kind of protecting me, but now it's opening it up for everything. You know. What's that mean?
I don't know. I was just agreeing, I guess.
Yeah, man.
I mean, I don't have allergies, so.
Well, did you have a good weekend?
I guess. Yes, I did. Sunday was the start of it, and I did another one early Monday morning and then early Tuesday morning. I did the like motorcycle training course or whatever, where it's like you can get a certification.
Ooh.
So it's like
you can tell the big boys in blue, hey, I can ride this hog.
Yeah, well, it's not like it's not a permit or a license, but it gets me like 15% off at some motorcycle gear stores. It'll it
safety
will
pays
help take money off insurance for when I actually get the bike. And then when I go to the DMV, it waives the need to take the driver's test. All they would have to do was take the knowledge test, and then I would get the license.
Tucker just took that test.
He passed.
Yeah, with flying colors.
I don't think I showed you, but it rained the first day of the motorcycle, like, actually going out into the field.
Ooh. Oh,
so
yeah, it was wet.
Soaked through my pants, and I could feel every drop running down my leg, and it soaked through my gloves.
Like the 2 days it rains in L.A.
And let me show you, when I took off my gloves, this is what my fingers look like, my little fingies.
Ooh.
Hold on.
I bet I already know, man. Let me see that shit. Oh! Oh, I hate pruny fingers, man.
No, look at the color.
Whoa, they're like purple.
Yeah, it's like...
Were your gloves like tight?
Super purple. No, that's from the cult.
Oh, shit. Almost got some frostbite there, dude. It was
where your glove... Basically, there's like a stripe of purple like that does one half of like most of my fingers on my right hand, and then my left hand had the same thing.
From the cold, it really just turned to that purple?
Yeah.
That's wild, man. It was wet this weekend. It was rainy, man.
And it's probably the most uncomfortable I've been in a long time.
I love like the like one time you have to go do like an outdoor motorcycle class.
I know.
Like, let's get it really cold and pouring rain in Los Angeles of all places.
We were all just
hey, but I'm sure your adrenaline was high, so you could really pass that course of flying colors.
Oh yeah,
you
know,
muddy.
Sometimes I would slap my hands straight on the engine.
Ooh.
To warm it up.
Yeah.
Never do. No. I did not do that.
Life hack. If you're riding a motorcycle,
warm your hands.
And you want to warm your hands up, just
put
lay
them on
it
the
against
muffler.
The engine. And warm it right up real fast.
But yeah. And then your weekend involved mostly recovering.
You know, just turning my swag on, hopping up out the bed. I didn't. I just cleaned my room.
Watch any movies? Binge any shows besides the finale of The Bachelor?
I watched South Park. A bunch.
That's right. That's
right. I watched South Park. I watched the
I need to watch that special you recommend.
It's very funny. The QAnon vaccine special. Very good. South Park still got it, baby.
I'll go through bouts where every few years I'll like watch a season or
same. Like I don't watch South Park often, but every now and then I'll just sit down and watch like six episodes. That's funny. I missed so much. I missed like the entire arc of the PC principal and Mr. Garrison meeting Donald
Trump. I saw that
like
a year after it aired, I think.
I saw one episode the night it aired, which was the one where like Kim Jong-un was sending missiles over South Park, over like Tweek's house. And I saw that at Ross's house. It's pretty funny.
I remember when they were doing the Clinton and Trump like presidential
I didn't
whole
watch
thing.
Any of that.
Where Mr. Garrison is Trump, is like the Trump figure.
Well, I don't want to spoil anything, but Mr. Garrison's back.
As Trump?
No, as himself again, as the teacher. They brought him back finally.
Good.
During the special. He's like, okay. I'm back. It's Mr. Mackey, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God, I just got it.
What?
Mackey? Mkay?
Mkay?
Mkay? Mackey. It's like, nope. Mkay.
Shit.
Oh, that's good. Matt Stone and Trey Parker, you little devils.
Which one was Mr. Garrison? Who am I? I was thinking of Mr. Mackey.
Mr. Garrison's the one with the square glasses and he's bald.
Okay, yeah,
and
yeah,
he has
yeah,
a green
yeah.
shirt on.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Mr. Garrison's my favorite character. There's the whole arc where it was Mr. Garrison, then Mrs. Garrison, and then Mr. Garrison.
Yeah.
And then he was president.
Yes.
And now it's Mr. Garrison again.
Garrison, what? For some reason, I thought that he also did MK, but he was just the one where in the game you go up his ass and you see a bunch of like condoms and shit and like dildos.
Yeah, because he had Mr. Slave in the earlier seasons.
I think Mr. Slave is in his ass in the game.
Yeah,
don't quote me on that.
He hasn't been around, so now he has Mr. Service, who's like a Secret Service guy that
really?
Wears like a little like thong.
Oh, because I guess he was like an ex-president, so
so now he has Mr. Service.
Mr. Service.
It's great, man. I love
Mr. Sir, dude.
I need to rewatch that documentary, The 6 Days Out.
Sunflower Seed.
Huh? I need to rewatch that documentary about South Park.
Do it. The 7 days to air that one. Yeah, yeah. It's really good.
Like that's just. Woo.
It's the first time I was like, Bill Hader worked on South Park
he
for
did.
A little bit.
Like, I haven't
like,
watched
did voices
that in a while.
And was in the writing room for a bit too.
Damn, dude.
I know.
One thing about The Simpsons I like. I like a lot
is
about
that
the
Simpsons.
Yellow. Well, I do like because they're yellow. It's fun for my brain. It gives the dopamine juices flowing. But when they have a celebrity, like they almost always get the real celebrity on.
Did they ever have you on?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's right. You were in that one episode with Bubbles.
You're also in South Park, by the way.
Totally false.
Cool, man.
Nice.
Ooh, someone's about to get pinched.
I don't have any green.
Someone's not wearing green, and today is St. Patrick's
Day. I know. I'm a bastard. I'm a rat bastard.
I'll save it for after the podcast.
The thing is, I have Irish blood in me.
I know, and I don't. So, you know, it's funny that I'm pinching you.
You're wearing your Peter Griffin pants.
Well, actually, I was wearing Adidas track pants earlier, and I was about to leave the office, and Jackson came up and pinched me. that grin, that Jackson yeah. face. And I was like, oh, okay, shit, I better go put some green on because I don't want to deal with this all day. So I put some green on, and it's good luck, man.
Yeah, it's got to be. We're surrounded by green.
Yeah, man, I got some green in my lungs. I told Jackson when he pinched me, I was like, oh, I do have green. It's in my wallet.
Oh, that's good, okay, right? That yeah. is good.
Mm-hmm. And I saw two people get pulled over today. Separately.
Really?
Yeah. One in Burbank and one in Century City.
Okay. I rarely see people being pulled over on the highway. Every now and
nope,
then I will.
Neither one was.
But like, I rarely do I see it. But like, usually it'll be within the Burbank or Glendale, just around busy, kind of like more congested areas.
It was a bike officer. Dude. Mm-mm.
Dude, I can ride up alongside and be like, hey, I got a...
Was that you getting hit by a car while...
That was me running into, like, a parked car, I'd imagine. while trying to show off my new bike to a cop.
Oh, I did that once, dude. I was not on a motorcycle, but I was riding a bicycle really fast. My friend, I was looking over and talking to him, and I just slammed into someone's mirror on the side of their car. And
God,
strung me off the bike, and I just hit the ground. It's not even that hurt.
I'm sure it took the wind out of
it. Yeah, it's more that it's shocking. Getting hit in the face, it's not even that hurts. That's so shocking. Like your whole brain shuts down for a second.
I remember going down like a really steep hill as a kid, and I think I still have, yeah, right here. See that scar? I think I've talked about this before. It's like a little bit shiny right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was going down a very steep hill. A car was backing out of its driveway,
ooh.
And I slammed on those front brakes. Not the rear at all.
Oh, ooh.
So I just flipped right over, and I became like a...
a little bit of my arm became a tiny bit of like a, I could see the skin and stuff on the street, and I was like,
you're a meat crayon.
Yeah, I just held my arm and ran up to the house. Like, I hated looking at injuries when I was a kid.
I can't when I get a shot, I can't watch it. Like, I'm fine with needles,
I
watched it when they did the IV. I watched it. I made myself. I was like, you could do it. But like, when I get a shot, I don't like watching it. It makes me, I feel like it hurts more for some reason. Like, it's like a mental thing.
I try to picture how, like, I'm like, how much of this needle is going inside of me?
They stick, like, the IV shit goes pretty deep.
It's, yeah.
Like, but it's not also straight.
It's usually a thicker needle than, like, if you get injected with AIDS.
You know what actually hurt really bad?
Remember when the government administered AIDS?
Yeah, I remember. Kanye does, too. They made me make a fist so they could see the vein in my hand. And the guy's like, all right. Start slapping the back of my hand and kept doing it harder. And I'm going to be honest.
Spit on his hand and start going in circles.
Feel anything yet? I'm looking for that vein.
Come on, just tell me when I hit the spot.
Ooh, right there. Oh, no. I don't think it's real.
No, it's good. More circular motions. You're just flicking it around.
Keep the rhythm up, Doc. It actually hurt really bad. It hurt worse than anything from the surgery with some slapping the back of my hand. I see why teachers did that. Like, hold your hand out.
You got a ruler?
My dad always got beat in school.
Good.
Kind of explains some things, you know.
Well, maybe he wasn't beat enough.
I honestly don't think he was whipped enough. My dad would get sent to the principal's office, and they would have the paddle with the holes in it.
Dude, did they spank him?
Do you think spanking as like a sexual fetish will be on the decline now that parents aren't spanking their kids as much?
I don't know.
Because I feel like that might have some Freudian roots in being spanked as a child, you know?
Maybe, I guess, potentially, but I don't think there'll ever be a shortage of shitty, abusive parents.
Would you spank your child, would you?
If I would hurt a child, I would slip my wrists. I would never hurt a child.
Good, good. I know you wouldn't. You know. But that's my annual surgery story. Now later in the year we gotta wait for
your feet are next, right?
Yeah, but I'm gonna wait for that because it's such an intense recovery and I can only get one foot done at a time. So
dude, I can still that's gonna be probably the most miserable.
I can still
record.
I couldn't record with this because it's my nose and like it hurts to talk.
I heard Matt 1.0 just a second ago.
It's Matt from every other episode of Super Mega Cast. But I'll still be able to record with my feet being all goofed.
You'll record with your feet?
I'll just be heavily drugged up on Vicodin.
You'll
or
be
something.
Heavenly drugged up.
Yeah, I will. It'll be like David after Dentist every Let's Play.
Dude, Tosh.0. Is he still doing it?
Yeah, it's not.
Oh my god!
Still going.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No fucking way.
Is Tosh.0 canceled?
I have this reaction, like I probably had the same reaction like half a year to a year ago.
I feel like there's like three different types of the podcast. We're like, no way.
No, I can't. It's like
no,
I just forget.
It ended November. November 24th, 2020 was the final episode.
Oh shit.
Date.
Okay, so it's actually done now.
Thank
how
God.
How about Ridiculousness? Is that over?
I feel like Ridiculousness has not happened in...
I don't know.
Our friend got paid $900 for them to use his clip.
Why don't they use any of our clips?
Nope. No final episode date, so I guess Rob's still... That means Ridiculousness won.
How far back... When did it first air?
August 29th, 2011.
God damn, when did... Okay, then tell me when Rob and Big first aired. Was that like when I was in middle school?
Rob and... Yeah, that, no, I think earlier
than that.
Was
that like
that.
Just freshman year? No.
That was 2006 to 2008.
Holy.
So 2006, I would still be in elementary school.
I was definitely in elementary school.
I was going into middle school, I think. No? I was about to go into middle school.
Or maybe I was in early middle school? I don't know. I don't fucking know. I don't care.
I remember the first time we were talking
what
about...
What did school do for me? I'm kidding. It did a lot.
I had a gym last night. We were going back to college. And we looked at our schedules. No, I was going back to college, and you were just gonna keep doing all this. And I was like, oh, I'm going to keep doing Super Mega 2. And then I looked at my schedule, and it was like 12-hour days of nonstop classes. And I was like, how am I going to be able to balance this with Super Mega? So I just withdrew.
Taking that class was kind of like going back for like 3 days because I had to wake up early, and then I had to take a test, a 50-question bubble-in test.
It's weird as an adult taking tests.
I know.
Like, this is like school, but not as strict, or... more strict.
It's just weird as an adult being tested by another adult.
Yeah.
Because like as a kid, it was like these people are, I don't know, you have that whole mentality when you're a kid of these people are bigger and older and wiser than me. And the thing is, these instructors, of course, do know a lot more than I do. But it's definitely is something that I'm not used to doing. Like questionnaires, yes, but not like tests. I haven't felt like that school exam vibe because everyone just had their paper and was bubbling in
standardized
their
tests.
Answer. Yeah.
The PACT test before it became the PASS test.
And I get to take another test soon. Not the same vibe, though. It's the DMV.
Is that like an STD?
No, it's a Department of Motor Vehicles.
Gotcha. I hate the DMV, man. So how about this DMV line, right, guys? So I was waiting at the DMV.
Okay,
right?
Springer.
You know? That's like the perfect way to start a stand-up line to get adults to laugh because it's relatable, you know?
Yeah.
Your kids won't get it yet, but adults go, yeah, so I was waiting in the dang DMV line, and the woman's going so slow. Oh, laughter everywhere.
So what are obnoxious, like, long lists? So DMV's one. Getting a passport it can also be a very big hassle.
Post office, man.
Post office is probably the least out of those that I'm like.
Well, it depends on, sometimes when you go to the post office, it can be just
packed.
You'll have, like, one person that's trying to, like, argue with the clerk over, like, a stamp price for, like, 20 minutes, holds everything up.
The bank is one.
The bank, oh.
I think recently I waited in line at the bank for, like, an hour because they stand you outside and they split you like 6 feet apart,
mm-hmm.
and they only allow a certain amount of people in at a time.
Well, you had to wait because they had to back up the truck to get all the money into it.
Yes.
Because that was a big load. Just keeping that in your bedroom now?
Yeah. I mean, don't worry. It's all the Patreon money and it's all just like, I'm not spending.
I let Ryan manage it.
I'm not spending most of it.
Yeah, honestly, man, as long as we got something to pay taxes to give to Uncle Sam and we got enough to maybe go out to dinner every now and then.
Yeah.
That's fine.
My whole idea was, if I'm going to get a bike, why stop at one when I can get different styles all at once just to test them out?
Be like Jay Leno.
And then I won't sell the other ones that I bought. I'll just keep them and I'll just kind of have them.
Not a bad plan at all, man.
Yeah.
I did that with the Teslas.
So far, I have like about 4 or 5 bikes coming in.
Okay. Got any vintage ones? Because those can jack up the bill.
Yeah, I got one specifically made by Keanu Reeves' company.
Okay.
He does some custom stuff, which is all pretty right. cool.
Well, like I said, as long as there's still some cash for the taxes.
Yeah. I'm sure.
I let you manage.
It's also business expenses, so they're write-offs for taxes.
More like a write-off.
Yeah, you know? Dude.
I don't need any Patreon money because I made so much money off of Ouch. You know?
I'm waiting for like someone to... like a post to be created. So what's this about Ryan spending upwards of thousands of dollars on 4 to 5 motorcycles of strictly Patreon money?
You sound like
that they had
parent.
Loaded into a truck.
So they go to the bank and they get all their cash loaded into a truck and Ryan keeps it in his bedroom? Well, yeah, you can't trust a bank. They've been known to fail.
They have been known to fail.
Mm-hmm. It happened once.
What happens when the banks fail? I mean,
you're fucked.
You're fucked, but not the bank owners.
No, they're like, we'll just take the money. Well, because the money doesn't go, it's not gone.
Yeah.
It's just someone else has it now. But, you know, FDIC, FDIC, that's, they put that in place to assure every person, a bank assures you up to like $200,000.
Okay.
$300,000. You know, chump change for us, but, yeah, man.
Pennies in the well.
Pennies in the well, because it really is. The banks are a well to us, a shallow little well.
Here, a little bloop, boing.
You know?
All right.
I've never taken a coin out of a well, because that's bad luck.
I want to start doing a piggy bank again. Like, I want to get, like, a classic-looking piggy bank.
But you have to smash with a hammer?
Yeah. Like, legit, I think that, you know, I don't really pay in cash as much
I don't
anymore,
have coins that often.
But I do get coins every now and then when, like, let's say I go to the dispensary that's cash only or something.
Yeah. Oh, actually, there's one I go to that takes card, but it's like a workaround.
Okay.
Where they like charge your card and they pay it into the register with cash and then you get a refund. I don't know. I don't know why, because it's not federally, marijuana is not federally legal. So yes. You still can't pay with card, only cash. I don't know what the deal is with that. Why don't they just do a Supreme Court ruling where it's like,
they write it off as like a service fee instead of you paying for the actual product.
I think so.
I don't know.
I don't
know what they do.
Why? Like, I don't get why marijuana is still illegal in so many states.
Legal or
illegal?
Oh, illegal.
You know?
Well, I mean, where was it where shrooms were legalized recently?
Colorado and Portland. Like, yeah. Like Oregon decriminalized all drugs, and shrooms have been granted by the FDA, like a breakthrough research status for therapy. So same with MDMA. So
good.
That's pretty cool. No, I did a lot of research on psilocybin therapy. It's really a cool thing, and I think that people should support it.
Joe Rogan supports it.
That does not surprise me. Well, I get all my views from Joe Rogan on what to support and what not to support. I just have a little checklist in my pocket. So psilocybin therapy, cross that one off.
Joe Rogan fan, you also have crossed that one off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I hear you listening to him like on your speakers, like before you get into work, like I'm like inside in the office. And all of a sudden loud? I hear you just
100%, 100%.
You know, I hear
it's the subwoofers. Yeah. I got the big subwoofers and I had them modified to look like his big bald head. So it's like the audio is coming out of it. And instead of putting them in the car, I put them on the back of the car.
I picture him being short. Is he short?
Honestly, I could see him. He's beefy. I could see him being kind of tall. I could see him
being 5'7".
He's 5'7"?
Yeah. That's 3 inches taller than Justin.
Damn. All right. That's pretty short. Damn. 5'7"? Dude, I searched Joe, and Google autofill is Joe Biden, and the subtext is 46th U.S. president, and under it, Joe Rogan, American comedian. But my brain mixed them up for a second, so I saw Joe Rogan, 46th U.S. president. President Rogan announced today.
Dude, his wife is Jessica Ditzel.
What a ditz. Is ditz a bad word? Can I say ditz?
Dude, his wife's tall. No, she's just wearing heels, I guess.
He could wear heels and increase his height by a couple inches. Oh, wait a second,
dude. Is she famous?
My Amazon machine is buzzing. Hold on. It's Daddy Jeff. He says we have to shill ourselves out for corporations.
Oh, okay. Well, we got to listen to Jeff.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break for sponsors.
Okay.
Do you guys want anything from the kitchen? I'm going to go get a Gatorade. You want anything, Michael?
Hot milk. You know, we have little cookies.
I don't think we have that. I mean, we have milk. I can microwave some for you if that works.
Yes.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And I didn't sleep in the bed with the child. Even if I did, it's okay.
Yeah.
I slept on the floor.
Okay, yeah. Michael, I'm going to cut you off there. We got to get back to the podcast. And woo, Ryan, that's a stinky one.
Oh, I'm sorry about passing that gas during the ad break. I know, kind of filled the room.
And it stunk so bad.
Yeah, but I mean, Michael, that's something we pretty much every podcast. You got to. I've dealt with it 236 episodes, so.
Yeah, it did. It did.
Anyway, Daddy Bezos, cut the leash. Let us go run.
Let's go snip, snip. Thank you.
Thank you. So now we can.
And you turn the collars off? Good, good, good.
Well, Jeff said he did that one time. We started talking about Amazon and.
Yeah.
I think it knows.
I think he added retractable blades in mine. I felt like a little red. Do you see this mark right here?
Ooh, that's red.
Yeah, it's a little red.
Ow.
It's whatever.
Jeez, man.
The money's good, though.
No, the money's great, man. I'll suck Jeff Bezos' dick for a little bit of money. I could say that, right?
I think so.
No, it's not like I can't speak bad about Jeff Bezos.
I know. It's still our podcast. If we want to gargle Jeff Bezos' nuts in our mouths, then it's...
If the ad company... if the agency...
It's a benefit to Jeff Bezos that we're sucking him off.
Yeah, no, that's a good thing. And if the agency legitimately emailed us and said, all right, guys, with these ad reads, you cannot talk bad about Jeff Bezos. I'm like, wait, that actually is kind of crazy. It's like this billionaire corporate mogul. It's like, you can't talk bad about
him. Viscerally try to picture him sucking your dick. It's uncomfortable, isn't it?
I could see it. Well, what's mainly uncomfortable is... him looking up at me, but he's got that one eye that's all the way open, you know?
Is it the one eye that's open where he's like, am I doing this right? Or is he just kind of like into it?
It's like one side of his face, he's trying to do sexy eyes, but then the other side is just like unsure. Cyborg. Like,
always keeping a watch on you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is with his eye?
I don't know.
It's okay. There was a guy in 90 Day Fiancé who had this thyroid issue where his eyes were always open, like so wide. Like, it was like his eyes were always just like...
Like that guy from the blue collar comedy specials. What's his name?
It's a real thing where some people, I'm sure there's listeners that
you know
have
what I'm
it.
Talking about?
From the blue collar.
From like he would every now and then show up with like Ron White, Jeff Foxworthy, Larry the Cable Guy, Gary Sinise.
Oh, the dude Tin and Dan?
No, not Sinise. Oh, who am I thinking of? Why did I think of Gary Sinise?
Dude, he has the Lieutenant Dan band, and I want to go see that live once COVID's done.
Blue collar comedians, crazy drunk. I don't know. This is... No, not Ron White.
Michael Jackson.
Michael, no.
No, what's his... Who's the one that has the crazy hair, and he's always like...
Carrot
he looks
Top?
Like that? No, not Carrot
What are you
Top?
Talking about, dude? Dude, Carrot Top one time just posted just on his story just like a picture of him sucking dick and then deleted it. I mean, I don't know if it was real, but it was there for a bit.
Wait, he posted himself sucking dick?
Yes.
Hold up.
And he had like cum on him. And let me try to find this because I literally couldn't find anything about it after it happened. I saw because I saw a tweet that was like, is no one going to talk about how Carrot Top just posted a video of him sucking someone off on his Instagram story? And I went and checked and I saw it. And then it was gone afterwards. And now I can't find anything on about it online.
Sorry, hold up.
Ew.
Dude, Matt. Hold up. This could be us. Hold
hey,
up.
Ryan.
Let me get to it. No. No.
Don't just
no.
watch porn.
No.
Make it.
Hold up. Fuck. Come on. Load. No. 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 There. This could be us.
That looks like us. It's like you only see the top of them both having sex with the girls next to each other. One's got the bleached hair with the dark roots, and one's got the dark hair.
One's pumping away.
Yeah, he is pumping that shit.
He's just pumping.
He is.
The other guy's being a little more attentive to the women's needs.
Kissing her neck and touching. That's more like one's making love and one's fucking.
Dude, I hate that. This one guy, I think, just like slurped up his cum out of the woman's vagina. That's disgusting.
What a weird angle for porn, too.
Yeah.
Like, I can't get off on that angle. Well, I searched Carrot Top sucking dick, and what comes up is this guy. It's this guy, this gay porn star, and he looks exactly like the perfect cross between Carrot Top, Philip Seymour Hoffman, and Ed Sheeran. Is that accurate?
Yes. More Ed Sheeran though.
It's the number one thing that comes
Who
up for
am
Carrot Top sucking dick.
Thinking of the crazy dude. Well, hold up,
Crazy Steve?
No. What's his name?
Big eyes, blue collar,
crazy blue collar
no.
comedian.
I'm gonna have Michael.
He would show up every now and then. He wasn't, or maybe he didn't. I don't. He just seems like he would. Oh, what the?
I think you imagine this guy.
No, I didn't.
Is he bald?
He has like Trumpish looking hair. No, that's not him. Who the fuck is that?
That's Harry Hill.
Come on. Who is this guy? He has like frayed hair, kind of like President Donald Trump.
Oh, God. Comedian Ron White busted from marijuana?
Comedian.
Dude, I don't know who you're talking
Southern
about.
Southern comedy?
I'm just going to look up.
He's not Southern, though.
Really Open Eyes?
I don't know what comedian? This guy's. I wish he's been in movies and shit. I just wish I knew what he was in. He's been in shitty movies, I'm sure.
Talking about Rodney Dangerfield?
Wait, who?
This guy.
No, not Rodney. What is this
his
fucker's
eyes
name?
Wide.
He would like. Come up on stage. He always looks like this. He always like looks, but his teeth are all. No, not,
Marty Feldman.
No,
Brian Regan.
No, not Brian Regan.
So I'm just trying my hardest here. I'm just throwing darts at this point.
Comedian goes crazy. I don't know. Let's get.
Oh, dude,
Michael
that's gonna
Richards.
Be crazy, dude. This comedian claps back. This comedian claps back at Donald Trump.
Comedian? I don't know, dude.
Dude, I really
I don't know
who you're talking about.
It's like I can picture him clearly, as clear as day.
And you know for a fact though that someone
wait, he's been on roasts before. Let me see if I can find him in a roast.
It's not Ron White.
Roast of
not him.
No, roast of Larry the Cable Guy. I think he probably showed up to this one. No, okay, hold up.
Is it the guy that played Ernest?
No. Let me see if he showed up to this one. Yep. Oh, here he is. Yeah, okay.
Jim Varney?
No, wait. Gary, this guy.
Oh, Gary Busey?
Is that his name?
Gary Busey.
Is that Gary Busey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gary Busey.
He plays him? Look him up.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah,
fuck.
Dude, he plays the dog in that fucking awful movie.
But can't you see what I was going with, you know?
Yeah, I see it. I thought you were talking about Ernest for a second.
He's kind of known for it.
I guess. He's on Cameo.
Gary Busey.
He was in that
How
movie.
How did I forget this beautiful man? William Gary Busey and his American actor. As a character actor, he portrayed Buddy Holly in The Buddy Holly Story, where Busey was nominated for the Academy Award for Best Actor and won the National Society of Film Critics Award for Best Actor.
So, have you seen any of the Ernest movies?
He's on Twitter? No, I only saw the covers in Blockbuster.
Yeah, same. Well, like George, I was talking to George, and George told me how he watched it. Dude, I did not realize Ernest goes to jail, ends with them killing him in the electric chair, but it fails, and he gets superhero powers and starts shooting lightning everywhere, and that's how the movie ends.
This can't be the real Gary Busey, dude.
He looks bad.
No, like, on his Twitter. He'll post stuff, like, 3 days ago, he's like, you have the ability to be all four seasons in one day. And then, like, not that long ago.
Is it verified?
Yeah.
That's him then.
Okay, get Spectrum. Thanks for leaving my 82-year-old father-in-law without service on his first day in assisted living. And then he'll retweet like Spectrum's apology. Then he'll go, hey, at Spectrum, get Spectrum, DM sent. Please make this right.
That's him. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, dude. I'm going to shoot him a follow, actually.
Gary Busey Pet Judge is a real TV show that will settle your animal dispute in court.
What the hell? That's like a. This is like. He kind of reminds me of a.
What?
It's good to be serious by having fun.
Dude, does he have an Instagram? Hold up.
Oh, you know he does, dude.
I'm going to Gary Busey's Instagram.
Cell phones don't swim. Wait, where'd you come up with that one, Gary?
The Gary Busey.
He has a cameo, dude. I mean, we might be able to get a cameo for the Patreons, for the Patreon users, if they want to see a little shout out from a... I mean, dude, he plays Quigley.
Hey there.
Ooh.
I'm on Cameo, and I love being a part of your special occasion. I'm here for you.
More like not Michael, we're letting Gary's thing play. Michael, we're letting Gary's thing play.
Yeah.
Yo, so
Yo, one was my first.
Have you seen? Wait,
shut your mouth.
Have you seen a? You know what Quigley is, right?
No.
The movie where he turns into the dog.
Oh, I okay.
What am I gonna do now that I'm Quigley?
Because I've seen clips and shit.
I tried watching it, and it was like I tried watching it because it was like so bad and funny. It was so bad that it just wasn't even funny. Let me see. What's it, Quigley? That's
like
his name,
where
right?
It's just like where yeah. It's like Medea, where you're watching it and you're like,
what am I gonna do now that I'm?
Oh, it's bored watching this.
Oz Perkins is in it. That's right. Yeah, that movie sucks. I don't know how it ends, but Gary Busey like slips in dog poop and he gets hit by a car and turns into like a little Pomeranian. And
he's like, what's going on?
I like in the trailer, it's like, what am I going to do now that I'm Quigley?
Gary Busey.
More like Quigley. Gary Busey.
Come on. Respect him.
Dude, I would respect him like if he posted a Busey picture of him like on all fours, like showing his like little, his like femboy kind of side, or his Busey.
Is a bussy? I'm writing this where the bussy is just like the back of your ball sack, right?
It's like the gooch, ass, back of the ball sack kind of area, I think.
Yeah, I think you like as you see some like specific. You see some nut sack, a little bit of
a
nut
little
sack,
bit. Yeah,
I feel like that's the bussy.
You
right?
See that kind of.
Fine, you know what? I'm gonna look up bussy and see what Webster's Dictionary.
Do you want to see my bussy? I can show you.
No.
I've never actually looked at my own bussy.
Bussy.
Patreon's about to get bussy pics.
Slang term used by gay men to.
Well, I didn't use it. I didn't use the term.
You didn't use the term?
Neither of us used it.
Oh, wait. It's in reference to their anus?
I know. It's like, it's your boy pussy.
Bussy has been used for at least 15 years by gay men to describe their manhole of love.
I know, like, the point is the butthole, obviously, but I think bussy applies to the whole thing.
See, whenever I thought of bussy, I thought of, like, what do I think of, like, you know, in porn, you know, the woman bends over, she shows her pussy. When I think of bussy, I feel like the guy bends over and he shows his the back of his ball sack.
I don't think bussy is just the butthole. I've never thought of it as that. Bussy transcends that.
I thought it was like gooch ball sack. Like,
yeah, it's like
specifically
it's the
for some reason for me, it's like the back of the ball sack.
And the butthole's part of it, just like the vagina is part of the vagina. You know, yeah. Like the vagina hole is part of the vagina.
Yes.
You know, so. I mean, if you guys in the comments want to help us figure out what the true meaning of a bussy is, you know, maybe you guys can, you know.
The tender, sweet pussy of a boy is one definition. Did you see him? My bussy is wet is an example of it used in a sentence.
Thinking about a wet bussy is just gross.
That just means he was sweating a lot. Or his anus is leaking.
Why have you not, yes. Swept your microphone to the side? Taking your muscular arm, swiped it across the table, throwing all the candles off, and leapt across this goddamn table and kissed me yet.
Because I have gas right now, and it'd be very uncomfortable. I don't want anything to slip out.
Okay. Don't do it in the room.
No, thank you.
Because Ryan's been bad lately. He's dropping trousers. Holy shit, man. I hope that the
feces...
The mic's picking that up.
Whew.
But you shouldn't come in just yet. It's gonna follow you, dude. Shut the door.
Thick.
Airlock. See, for all you people out there that say our podcast is a shell of what it used to be, I present to you this. Is it still gonna come in? I'm just gonna accept. I'm gonna smell it. It's gonna come over here. And with my brand new open nose, I can smell. I can smell so much better. Sorry, I'm having some weird nose problem, like mucus.
Last time I had this much gas, my colon malfunctioned and I started bleeding out of my ass.
But you're having a lot of protein right now, so.
We'll say that's the excuse for now.
Yeah,
honestly, it was probably around when I started, honestly, I think it was when I started taking the protein supplement shit that my shits became very just...
Yeah, I mean, that's what it does, man. I can smell and taste a lot better now. It's, like, a lot stronger now that I can actually...
So you can taste my farts better?
Yeah, well, that's the thing was, I walked in the kitchen, I smelled one of those stinkers earlier, and I walked right back out because I was like, ooh, that's a downside of it. I'm going to be able to smell that real good.
Yeah, maybe my body will get used to it, and it'll, you know, cycle it through, and it'll become more natural, and maybe... Because there's no way I can go through a long period of time with just being, like, stinking up an aisle in a 7-Eleven. And it just staying there.
Did
for
you fart
like
in the 7-Eleven?
Yes.
Oh, God. You're that guy.
Well, I mean, it's empty. I just went at like when like nobody's there. So like
unlike Jackson, two. Who will do it when there's a lot of people around. But it's like, oh, well, they don't know it's me. But it's like, yeah, but when you do that, people will also think it's me, maybe.
No, it's like me and then like the clerk who like, it's like, hey. He just kind of knows me.
But if it's just you and the clerk and you do it and he smells it, like you could like try to play it off on him like, you smell that? And like clearly he knows it's not him because it's just the two of you. Oh, gross. Like guy that's trying to play it off like it's not him even though there's only one other person.
Try doing that in an elevator. But oh, did you fart?
But be mean to them about it. Like hey, seriously, that's pretty rude.
Dude, you should warn a brother next time.
You know, it's kind of rude to do that around other people. I'm just saying. Like, just be an asshole, too. It's like this guy farts, makes them smell it, and then is a dick about it to them. Nathan Fielder does that when he puts the fart machine on that nurse yeah. To make the guy laugh, and he's clicking it while she's taking his blood so there's more dopamine in it. And she's like, oh, excuse me, sorry. And the guy's laughing, and she just has to go along with it. And Nathan's like, you know, you really should stay home if your stomach is upset. It's offensive.
So we were talking about just Nathan and Eric Andre earlier today. It's just so just beautiful. Beautiful men with beautiful shows.
Yeah, and what's always blown me away is that the word American Dream has Eric Andre in it.
Oh, shit.
Think about it. American.
Has he ever talked about this?
Probably. Someone pointed it out one day in like a YouTube comment, and I was like, no way. If you put the two words together, it has Eric Andre in it. Sorry, my just did this thing where now it's like all of a sudden I'm getting a lot of stuffage.
Mucus. There's some tissues here if you need to blow your nose.
See, that's the problem. It's not blowable. It's like in the very back of my nasal cavity. You can
hawk a loogie.
So it's like right when I speak, it's like the air tunnels that. Ooh, good swallow right there.
Yeah, I mean, would you feel better if we just took another ad break?
Yeah, I guess it's a good time for some sponsors. Michael, you could tell us about that thing you were talking about earlier during the break.
I tucked them in. I put a little like music on and a little storytelling. I read a book. It's very sweet. Put the fireplace on.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
I sleep in bed with all of them.
All right, well, go ahead and wrap that story up, Michael, because we got to get back to the podcast. Yeah. Good story, though. Interesting stuff.
Anyways, were we talking about anything interesting?
My nose, so no.
Oh, okay. No, that's interesting. They restructured your whole nose.
Just the inside.
I don't know.
Does it look... It's like I came back to work with like this clearly I had intense plastic surgery and it looks so bad.
Like you have like a very like boyish curve to it now.
Like a perfect like chisel.
Yep.
And it's like,
and like shaped like this.
I'm playing it off like no, it was just internal stuff. I was really scared when I was getting this that people online were gonna be like, he's getting plastic surgery. Matt's changing, he's getting plastic surgery.
No, it's to help his breathing. So no,
the plastic
stop
surgery
waking himself up in the middle of
plastic
the
surgery comes next. Now that I've done this, then yeah. I'm gonna get the facelift.
The forehead reduction.
I'm gonna get my forehead to be only an inch tall.
You're gonna move your hairline about 3 inches forward. I couldn't. I'm just trying to picture that like your hairline.
It like blends on my eyebrows. Yeah, I did that to a picture.
It'll never grow back. Literally,
I did a picture of you with your hairline down to there once. It was something we posted. Yeah,
it just makes you look like a chimp.
It really does make you look like a chimp because it frames your face
like a Neanderthal,
like a really low hairline. It looks like it's just because Neanderthals
like early
just,
man
the brow, and then it just goes on. They didn't have to have receding hairlines. They just had hair on everything.
Exactly.
I remember reading a Ripley's Believe It or Not about this woman who had hair everywhere, like completely covered in
hair. Like the Wolfman?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it was Wolfman. I think it was a woman that had it too.
I mean, you know, equality, whatever. You know, women can be just as hairy as men if they wanted to.
Gross.
I know.
Icky, icky stuff.
Yeah. That's why I wax my body baby clean, except for my face and my head.
Mm-hmm.
And my arms. or anything you can see on camera and prove that I haven't shaved.
I wish that the second you took your shirt and pants off, like starting exactly the line where your shirt ends, it's fully smooth. Like a farmer's tan, but just with shaved.
Dude, a hairless body just wouldn't work on me. It wouldn't look right.
Really?
It would look weird, I think.
I actually agree. You know? I think the hair, well, you're like a masculine, you're a guy's guy, you know, a big hefty, you know, man.
That is true, I'm a man's man.
So it kind of adds
that.
I
do watch that football and play in the mud.
You beat that pussy.
With my hat on backwards.
Mm-hmm. Like, you can't imagine me with hair, like all over my body, right? It just doesn't fit.
Maybe like.
Like, I just strike you as a hairless man.
Yeah, but when you're 40, you're going to have hair on you.
I have some hair around my I only have one chest hair. I've always had it, and it's the same spot.
Didn't Christian pluck it once?
No, it's been plucked. It comes back. Yeah, because Christian thought that was funny. He's doing a Nuzlocke stream with Jackson.
Oh, really?
Pokemon, yeah, they've been streaming it. Apparently, Christian lost like 4 Pokemon of theirs in a row.
How?
On the stream.
How?
They died. Because, you know, Nuzlocke.
If a Pokemon dies,
it's dead.
Yeah.
I think they did some cool thing. I want Jackson to set it up for us. Maybe if we play Crystal or something where it's like a randomizer, where like all the Pokemon are randomized.
Yeah. Well, we recently started a Pokemon game.
Mm-hmm.
We started Pokemon Coliseum, and I'm excited for that to come out whenever
Me
it comes
too.
Out.
Me too. It's so much fun. It should be out real soon.
We have a backlog. We just need to start putting shit out, essentially.
Yeah, the Patreon shit has pissed us off.
That's the big one. I tried uploading it again today, because we've tried throughout the week. And again, it uploads and then it just stalls and continuously loads and doesn't process at all.
It's been doing that with every video we try to post. And Patreon, their comment system's broken, their messaging system's broken. And we've been trying to get in contact with Patreon and they have not been getting back to us. We got one of the bot replied tweets from them.
Yeah.
And I was like, y'all, come on. It's the Super Mega Boys.
Come on, we're Super Mega.
And the one
Don't
guy,
you know who we are?
The guy that we used to have phone calls with at Patreon doesn't work there anymore, so.
He was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very sweet young man.
He was a nice dude. Beautiful accent.
Yeah.
He had that British accent.
It was gorgeous.
I'm not making that up. He had a British accent, right?
You know, I remember his appearance.
Yeah.
I don't remember his voice at all.
You know, I actually saw him
was at Tender Greens when we had our powwow.
I saw him at Gus and Eddie's place once. They were having a party and I showed up and he was there. So was Jakey. It's first time I met Jakey.
Is that when Gus was scolding Eddie for not being cool or whatever?
No, that was a different time. This was the one where Gus drank too much.
Okay.
And he did the whole thing. And they had to call the police.
Got it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
They fixed the window. Too.
No, I remember that night. I wasn't there. I remember you texting me about it.
Yeah, that was really bad.
You sent me some pictures, which were funny. But
funny, oh no.
It was definitely funny, but like looking back, it definitely went a little too far.
Yeah, it caused a lot of pain that night, I would say, to a lot of homeless people.
Yeah. Thankfully, not too much property damage.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Or at least other people's property.
The whole gasoline fire thing on the streets with the people. But that's, you know, Gus likes to party. You know, what
that's
can I
Gus.
Say?
He's a party boy.
Party animal, you know? A hearty party boy. I miss parties, man. I can't wait until COVID's over so we can go to parties again. Parties are so, because like when people think of party, I used to be really scared of parties. When I thought of it, it was just like, oh yeah, like dancing with like beer and loud club music. Yeah, it's just like going to someone's place, having a bunch of friends there and people you can just have a bunch of different conversations with, have a couple drinks, smoke a little weed, there's a bowl of pretzels,
maybe gain a new friend or two.
Yeah, maybe game a little bit.
Maybe.
I'm going to have the TV set up with some Smash or something, classic.
Oh shit.
I didn't get to have my birthday party this year, so I'm going to have a what's the word?
I'm thinking sexual.
No, not that, Michael. Later on.
Belated
birthday party.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Sure. That works.
I think that's what you were looking for.
It's not.
Because whenever
it's not
you
belated.
Say something about a birthday, it's usually a belated birthday.
Why is belated, like, why does it only apply to birthdays? Because people don't say, like, belated to other holidays. Is belated specifically a birthday word?
It's just wonderful alliteration.
It's interesting alliteration. Going outside to rip some ass? Wait, turn the mic that way.
Yo. Ooh. What if you just saw it like dripping onto the floor?
And you're like covering it up with your foot, trying not to, for me not to notice. Dude, I went to the doctor's office today. I didn't realize how much mud was on my shoes because I went for a little hike after it rained, and the bottom of my shoes got
soaked,
caked in mud, and it dried. And when I ran out the door this morning, I didn't notice that. And I noticed when I'm in the doctor, because wherever I'm walking, it's dirt everywhere, like all around my feet. And I was like, shit. It was dried and it was crumbling.
That's how I feel when I'm going out to like visit friends in like the dimly lit area of like where I put on my shirt, like in my room or something. I like look at my shirt and I'm like, okay. And then as I'm driving, I look down and I just notice all the Lego hair on it. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Are you about to say come?
No. That has happened one time where I like...
threw on a shirt and you're like, oh.
Yeah. But no, it was mostly like I was at the Super Megaplex and I like just put on a sweater from the like night before to just to wear. And I noticed after, like while I was driving home, like a little bit on the, what's that part? Just the bottom of the shirt. There was
the
a little.
The chest?
Not the chest. The, fuck man.
Did you let me know?
Huh?
One time
I don't think I let you know.
I picked up a t-shirt to put it on once and, you know, guys, you could shame me. We've all busted on a t-shirt before when there was nothing else around. I started putting it on. I was like, oh, no. I took it off. Oh, wait. Let me hear. Turn the mic this way. Go.
Damn.
That's sexual.
Damn.
There's a lot in there.
There's a lot, man. It's like fucking genie in a bottle over here.
I don't know why, dude. I'm telling you. I mean, they didn't, like, fix anything with my colon. They just went, I don't know what the problem is.
Oh, I mean...
So I could be having another stint. I could just have Crohn's disease and I'm having another flare-up. But specifically a year after I had my last...
You don't look metallic.
Come on.
Say like Crohn's disease?
I do have to pee.
Hey, man. I mean, we can wrap it up here.
Okay, well, yeah, we can wrap it up.
We can wrap up the podcast if you got to take a piss. I mean, I guess thank you to our guest, Michael.
Big round of applause for Michael.
All right.
Just don't applaud yourself.
Okay, so, all right. Well, we'll see you guys next week for 237.
Should we have him sing us out or do something? Or do you want to just end with the song?
Yeah, you want to sing this out, Michael? Well, copyright, but I guess we can... I mean, you just do an acapella or something, all right? Woo!
Woo! Shaka-chaka, shaka-chaka.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.